Today I'm talking to Fraser Armitage. Fraser's grandparents moved from Leeds to Scarborough and bought a house overlooking Pisum Park. Later, they converted it to operate as a family guest house. It would have been typical of several hundreds of such guest houses operating in the town. Fraser grew up in that house, which continued as a guest house throughout his childhood. Fraser, would you tell us a little bit about what the conversion was?
Okay, thank you, Hugh. Glenroy Guest House was positioned between Pisum Drive and Pisum Gardens, looking directly over Pisum Park and the North Bay of Scarborough. So it was an absolutely excellent position. It was originally a four-bedroomed house with a very large loft, and it was the loft that was then converted by my grandparents into three extra bedrooms, giving a total of seven bedrooms. These bedrooms consisted mainly of a double bed and a hot and cold water basin. Bedroom number four, for instance, had two double beds. Bedrooms three and five had a double bed and a single bed. Bedroom six had two single beds. So it was designed to cram as many visitors into the property at one time. At its height, it was able to accommodate 18 visitors in total. Downstairs, there was a family lounge, but mainly there was a visitor's lounge with a larger range of chairs or emergency chairs at some point if we did have a full house. And there was a small dining room which accommodated around six tables where people shared their meals and breakfasts. A fairly large kitchen for my mother to cook her meals and a small table where we would also have our family meals. The typical visitor to Glenroy, they would be encouraged to stay a week by my father, and they would arrive usually via train or coach 2 p.m. on a Saturday afternoon in the summer. They would have also booked their room in early January. Dad always used to enjoy January when the phone started to ring after New Year's Day, and he'd be able to fill in his cardboard booking sheet, filling up the guest house. Some would arrive by car, but not many. And in fact, there was a small grass verge outside the front, which would accommodate around three cars. Visitors would then be introduced to everyone, but it was more like a family friend, a welcoming every week from my mother, seeing visitors who came year on year for the same week every year, from what I can remember. Each morning, I had the job of running downstairs and ringing the breakfast bell, which was always fun, at 8:45. And they would all come down for their breakfasts. Breakfast would include cornflakes. There was no choice. It was cornflakes or no cereal. And then a full fry-up. Bacon, sausage, fried egg, beans, grilled tomato. Again, no deviation. The same breakfast for 7 days. And with some cold toast and a pot of tea. My father said coffee hadn't been invented in the 70s and 80s when I was there. Everyone had tea. After breakfast, it was really encouraged to try and get people out of the house as quickly as possible so they could go and enjoy the delights of the North Bay of Scarborough. It was never well taken if they hung around in the front room, and especially if they tried to put the telly on. It was not an option my dad preferred. We would then rush around, do all the changing of the sheets, wash the sinks, clean the toilets, and then Mum would prepare for an evening meal. Mum would pride herself on her evening meals. It would be all home-cooked food for main meal and pudding. They would actually receive a four-course meal at 5 p.m. every night. The meal would include a soup starter, a different flavour every day. Then a hearty meal, always including meat or homemade pie or shepherd's pie. A homemade sweet, including lemon meringue pie, sticky toffee pudding, that type of thing. And then a cup of tea and a rich tea biscuit. Again, no deviation from the type of biscuit. Again, as soon as evening meal was finished, a lot of the visitors would go into the guest room downstairs and maybe watch the TV, the 6 o'clock news. But again, it was encouraged for them to go for a stroll round the North Bay so we could get them out of the house. By 10 p.m, those that had actually drifted back to the house were offered an optional tea and biscuit service, whereby we charged a small fee to cover the cost of the tea bags and again the rich tea biscuits. Other than Sunday, evening meal was served at 5 p.m, but on a Sunday, the guests would be treated to a full Sunday roast from 1 p.m. Again, this would include the Sunday starter of a bowl of soup, followed by a round of Yorkshire puddings, and then a roast beef Sunday lunch with all the trimmings. This would then be followed by again a hearty pudding and a cup of tea and a rich tea biscuit. This enabled my parents, me, and my brother and sister to have the Sunday afternoon off. The season would start running from Easter, so around Easter time, people would start rocking up, and it would go through the entire season until it finished towards the end of September after the annual Scarborough Cricket Festival. We'd have a range of visitors, but mainly the visitors, from what I can remember, would be from the south and west areas of Yorkshire. We also had a number come down from the northeast, and we also had the Scottish Fortnight, where we'd have a load of visitors for 1 week from Edinburgh and the other week from Glasgow. I always think the reason that they came back was for those hearty meals, and the fact that my mother, she was from Rotherham, my dad was from Leeds, so they all had a whole lot of common with the owners. My mother actually being the daughter of a steelworker from Rotherham, hence the type of visitor that would turn up on every Saturday.
Thank you for that. Is it true that during the time when your grandparents ran the guest house, some visitors would actually be accommodated in houses, one or two houses up the street?
That's correct, Hugh. I always remember not next door, but the next door but one on Pease Gardens,
Right.
Mrs. Emily Rowbottom, and she would put up two or three visitors each year if they wanted a certain week and that we were full, and then they would come down and cram into the dining room for their breakfasts and evening meals. And in repayment, Mum would always cook Emily a Sunday dinner.
What a wonderful scenario.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Fraser.